Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What the flip is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Don't want to swear too soon at the start of the podcast or else YouTube will come down on me like a ton of poops. Anyway, here we are. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Before you do anything, guys, your big man is going on tour here, okay? The Overkill Tour starts in September and we kick off with Vicar Street in Dublin. And we need you to go to colingettis.com to scoop up some of those tickets. We're hitting Dublin, then we're going to Edinburgh, then we're going to Glasgow for 4 shows at the Blackfriars, and then we're going to London, I think, if that order is correct. And then we're going to Manchester, and then we're going on to Liverpool, and then taking a swift left and coming home. So yeah, your boy's going on tour. Get involved, get on colingettis.com, get a ticket. Come see me. We'll have a bloody party. All right, my dudes? This podcast coming up is with me and myself and Mark McCarney. And there's a fly here. It's some real countryside shit. And, you know, there's flies everywhere. It's a goddamn mummy in here. But anyway, the podcast coming up features the one and only Mark McCarney, one of my favorite comedians. And we had a lovely sweaty time sitting right here. It's nice spur of the moment. Podcast, not a lot of prep. We didn't go to the studio. We just decided to go at it here in the garage. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you're doing well, my guys. Enjoy the podcast. What am I wearing? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We're going DIY today. We're in the garage, the fucking Fritzl's basement over here. My guest today, Mark McCarney, he brought his own portrait, which he did himself.
I just sign these to people and hand them out. They don't ask for them.
It's a fucking, he's got himself a goddamn charcoal drawing of himself.
That is regal, though. In an ugly sort of way.
Oh, yeah, like Henry VIII got it done or something.
Like, that's a headstone chiseled in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, what happened there was, shout out to our boy, Jossie Pops, he drew a picture of me, and then I had to nominate someone, and then I nominated you.
Yes.
And,
God love him having to fucking sit looking at their faces for hours on end.
Well, you know, at least yours is an A4 size. Mine was absolutely massive. And,
Billboard job.
He fucking worked his way around that. And then, of course, whatever face I was making, I was like, looked like I had no teeth. Do you know what I mean? So look like he did a fucking giant
one picture of the rugrats. How did I get that blew up now? Boots?
Well, as far as I know, I took it in the boots. While you're getting the preparation H.
Is that for cock cream or what's that?
For hemorrhoids.
I could be doing it right enough.
It'd be a lot cuter if all medication just had the letter in it.
I've just realised there recently, all being like getting older, all it really is just looking in the toilet and seeing how long you've left.
Oh yeah, you're doing numerous dip tests around your body. Going, does that smell right?
Yeah, like I don't like up until recently. Every time I go to shade now, I have to look in and go, oh, no blood.
No blood.
Happy enough. We've gotten.
And then you're gonna be star chart, where you like,
you know, like you do with a toddler having a shite. You're like, yes, mommy,
giving your dung a COVID test.
Did it again. I've talked to a concerning amount of people who've just constantly shite blood. Do you know what I mean?
Do you?
Never.
See, I'd be worried now if I didn't. Is that much coming out? But I'm too afraid to go to the doctor in case I get bad news. I'm just going, if I drop dead, I drop dead.
I will, you know, you gotta go to the doctor, like, if you're shiting blood.
No, because I went to him before and he wanted to stick something up my ass. I was like, not today, I just wasn't in the main frame for it.
I'll die another day.
Aye, James Bond.
The James Bond.
Ali Dingleberries. She was in it. That was a great film. But there's no point anymore. I'm happy enough to go anytime.
Aye.
I've done all I've wanted to do. What left? I was even thinking there, I want to go on holidays now next month.
Aye.
And I was looking, I was going, well, I'll go here and I'll go there. And then I'd look it up on YouTube and I was like, I've pretty much seen all that.
Aye.
Everywhere's the same now, so where's the point?
Traveling is like, it's hard to really fucking in the moment while you're there be going, this is fucking great.
Aye.
It's almost like you just collect little experiences and then at some point when you're at home, years later, after many trips, you go, I'm a well-traveled man.
Where would be a place that you said that was the best place I've ever went to?
Vietnam, probably.
Aye.
And it's not, like I've said this before, not a comfortable trip.
Flight-wise?
Everything-wise. It's too warm, it's stinking, it smells weird, can't fucking speak any languages.
I don't get it.
You don't know what the fuck you're eating.
See, that's what I'm saying. Anything you see, you go, there's an equivalent here.
I know. Nah, but it is different. It is different now.
Anywhere to that other puke?
Hey.
Nikian?
I did a podcast with him yesterday.
Oh, is he home? I haven't even...
You need to go and listen to that episode of Bomb Squad. He lost his voice about three quarters of the way in. Sort of talk like that there. And then couldn't get the voice back. And then we did a full Patreon episode. And he's like out there.
All that 8 and 8 he's doing.
And this trip, fairly dry trip for him this time.
Fuck. I was just thinking there yesterday. Like, McCann's like a make-a-wish kid that's going to make it. He gets all these free trips and all these fucking...
He said
John
someone,
Cena probably drove him to the airport.
I know. So, someone invited him to Joshua Tree because they said he had good energy. And I was like, well, you see, that, like, I would not have been invited on that trip. I'd have woke up in the morning, everyone would have been gone. I'd have been
is he, an immersion heater? Or what?
Where are you?
Good energy.
He's got a good reading.
Them Americans, they can do it.
I know. I think they're easily fooled.
Hmm?
Shout out to any Americans listening, you fucking idiots. I mean, there's been numerous comedians have made that joke about, like, Irish men. I think Jarlath Regan was the last one I heard doing it, where it's like Irish men going abroad and people are like, oh my God, isn't he, you know, whimsical and interesting? And then the same fella back home's like, would you ever fucking shut your face, you stupid
cunt?
I'm
retarded, would you fuck up?
I know. There is something about it though, like, you know what I mean?
Just that's this. McCann.
Yeah. <It's here. laughs> Aye. Because fucking he's invisible over here.
Over there, he's a fucking John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I probably do all right in America. I think I look like a standard American racist dad. A cap on, glasses. You know,
I don't think I'd work well in America now.
Why?
Because I don't know. I do feel. You know, you already feel like bits of your like old boy getting into you. That came out wrong.
I don't know. This is gonna be a fucking intervention. Do you ever feel bits of your old boy getting into you? Yeah. I wonder where that bleeding's coming from. What I know is anus is bleeding every day. I'm sweating for fuck's sake.
I'll use that in court.
Where did he touch you? Oh, well, I cut that one out. I've just brought the head.
That's the worst part. No, but you know, like, just like wee, like, fuck, things you'd think and say.
Aye.
Like, my old boy spent, like, 6 months in America, like, a year before I was born.
Right.
He's like, I'm like, fucking Americans, how do do your head in and all. And I was just like, that's such a old way of thinking, you need to catch yourself on. And then last time we were out, me, Robbie, and Arn met up with his friends, and I could hear them squawking down the street. I was like, I can't. I have to go home here. I can't deal with this right now.
You
I went home to my bed. You know, they're great people, but they're just a level above. Like, they're all like, oh my God.
You do get the odd one. You get the odd one where they just are a normal person with an American accent. And then you get other people where you go like, that's a fucking American there.
Yeah. You know? I don't know if it's jet lag or whatever.
My stars, they're going on about fucking astrology and all that shit. I'm a fucking something rising up my... And you're like, shut the fuck up. We're talking way too loud.
Yeah. I don't want to put so much, like, emphasis on horoscopes. Your head's gone, like.
I know. There was ones in, you know, when I was on holiday there in the buffet and the breakfast in the morning. They were just like, salt!
You know, just like, where can I get salt? Somebody help me, please. Just fucking useless, you know what I mean?
And that riddled with salt already.
Oh, I in Spain. Sugar.
The food is good now, I'll have to give them that.
The Americans?
Oh, aye.
Oh, aye. Well, sure, they just fucking stayed.
Pure sugar to the life. But I'm good. Let's look at me, look. I'm
Cheetos
in that, now,
aye. Where'd you get that? The internet?
Fuck, that's a good question. No, Primark.
Primark?
I weighed out to everything's like £3.
I was going to get McCann a full Greg's tracksuit one day for the podcast.
I was going to get him Greg's boxers.
Oh, sure, he had a full set.
Oh, I had the whole thing.
The problem with him is he is a pajama snob, you know?
Oh, aye. Does he wear pajamas?
He brings them everywhere. Sure, we went to fucking see Bert Kreischer and two of us staying in the same hotel room. And got in, hammered, like, and he couldn't have fucking bit his finger, like, but he had the wherewithal to
the onesie?
Take the jockeys out and put the fucking the jammies on and then get into bed.
Fuck, any time I stay with him, the hole's hanging out over the boxers and there's a crevice winking at you.
Aye. He'd have probably he'd have turned his nose. Like, he's wearing like 100-pound pajamas.
Could never. You pajama man?
No, it's my bed. I'll rub my cock all over it. As much as I want to, like, you know, have some level of hygiene about me and sleep in something in bed, like, I'll get in the boxers and then 10 minutes later, I'm like, nah, I can't. And I just take them off.
But apparently it's more hygienic to wear nothing.
Aye, well, you don't want to go to work all day in your fucking pair of sweatpants or something and then get into your own bed.
Wouldn't that be stuck to your own leg in the middle of the night? No.
My dick?
Aye.
Nah, hanging off a side.
Stuck to my ankle?
Stuck to my hand? Going up and down a fair bit?
How's that for energy?
What are you sleeping? A chair just?
Round meal. Just in between the middle of.
Just squeak yourself in.
Yeah.
Just fucking sit in there.
No, I have a good double bed. I have it my lifetime.
No, I meant clothes.
Oh, are you clothes?
No, you sleeping? No, in all seriousness, a coffin. In all seriousness, are you sleeping in a coffin?
Geez, these new coffins, you nearly would. They're comfortable looking. No, just the boxers.
Don't tell me this is like a new thing you're getting into.
Coffin shopping?
Thought I'd go coffin shopping the other day.
I do take notions of, I need to get a hobby. I need to get something that's not what I'm already doing. And then I try it and I go, no, that's pretty shape.
Okay, what like? What have you tried recently?
Oh, everything. I got wild in the moon.
What?
The moon.
Right.
Just watching it on TV and stuff. When I say it out loud, it sounds depressing, but I was watching, we had these space shows, we're going to Mars and stuff.
Going through a space phase.
I'd go, hey. Would you go with me?
Then go to space.
Very homoerotic episode.
These chairs are fucking so loud. Would it go to space? I mean, like, it'd be one of them things where you're going, like, I'm either absolutely going to die or it's absolutely going to be class.
No, it wouldn't be class.
Is that annoying you? That's Maureen's fucking shitty. Fucking I feel like if you were offered it, I think you would be mad not to go and you'd have to, like, cross your fingers and be like, hopefully it's going to be all right.
But I'm not talking a weekend break now. I'm talking you're going to Mars.
Oh, 9 years? Like?
It'll take you 8 months to get there.
Yeah.
And you'll be there for maybe 5 years. Or maybe the rest of your life. First man on Mars? Can't get it?
No, that is the scariest like horror movie for me. You know, like an Interstellar.
Oh, aye.
Like the relativity's all fucked up and you're only gone for a year, but there's like fucking 25 years has passed on Earth and all that shit.
Fuck, I'd do it in a heartbeat, eh? And I go alone to. Times I fantasize about being alone.
Do you need a few lessons, Martin?
Every week that goes in, I'm more like a hermit every day. You ever realize you go,
it's great. It's great to be able to just be by yourself and be happy enough.
Oh, fuck, I love it.
I mean, have I said this to you before? Have you seen 5-Year Engagement?
Oh, what
Jason
do you call
Segel
him?
Yeah, yeah. And he has arrived with his wife in the bed, and he goes, I just need to be alone right now. And he goes, I just need to be by myself. And she goes to get up and leaves. He goes, well, not alone, but just, but that's me. Like, I'm like, fucking be in the house, you know, to settle my mind.
Yeah.
But don't talk to me. That's I don't want to be actually by myself.
No, I love just complete the house to myself. Element. Get all the work done I need here. If I know somebody's there, I can be bothered by that.
Well, you were saying like your man dad would be a distraction being in the house if you needed work today. Yeah.
God love her. God rest her. Not be long. She's dead, hey, because I'm going to scatter her someday. I don't know if she's taking dementia or what, but she will argue with you till she's blue in the face that she told you something and she never told it all.
Well, you would think that was dementia, but I think that's just being a woman.
Oh, now we're talking.
And then I also think something happens to women the second they have a baby. Second you become a mother,
hormones fucked.
Just brain on fucking 3% battery all the time.
Well, that's understandable, I suppose. You're rearing a child.
But it never goes away. Do you know what I mean? Maureen will just forget how to say words, you know?
So we just ruined our mothers, what you're saying?
Huh?
We just ruined our mothers?
Yeah.
Understandable how you think of the process of pregnancy. I didn't know this. But their whole fucking organs move.
Well, they have to, yeah.
No, well, I always thought maybe they get a bump that the child just goes out that way.
Aye.
No, their fucking liver and lungs and all move. No wonder they're not well.
So that's why they can't, you know, like it's pressing on your lungs and shit. You know, you can't breathe.
Aye.
That's why you'll see people help pregnant women up steps and shit like that there. You know?
I've never done that in my life. You know that?
No. Not even my own wife.
I was going to say. Kick her down the stairs.
Just leave a trail of Kit Kats up the stairs.
Nah, come on. Look at how pony is shopping.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was just in Tenerife for a week with a 3-year-old and I've lost my fucking mind too.
Yeah?
Ah, Jesus, suicidally is.
I could imagine like being in a fucking foreign country with a child.
Three and a half year olds actively trying to kill themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I said the morning, but day four, I got a drink at this thing. I had about 3 drinks the whole time. Got a Jack Daniels, big icy one. I was like, that's nice. And I got and put my back in the seat and I went, that's the first time I've put my back to the back of a seat in 4 days. And I've been to dinners and everything. I was taking a bite of something. I was like, right, Eddie, get him out. You know, there's like a waiter walking along with fucking cocktails. I was like, hey, get the fuck out. Or he's sprinting full speed on like marble tiles and fucking, you know, just jumping off shit, climbing up balconies, jumping in the swim, like take him down to the swimming pool and he just charges at the water before he has the fucking armbands on. You're like, fucking. It's the worst Baywatch episode ever.
I can't. There's a lot of things I can imagine myself doing, but having a child, I struggle to think. I think my head would go. Leave.
Yeah, and the worst thing is, you can't leave.
Well, yeah.
You can. But, you know, there's the only thing keeping you in it is the guilt.
Yeah, well.
And we talk about it. You know, it's like, it is just. Like, I am not fucking, you know, whatever my disorders are. Looking after a child prolonged like over time and through the day and fucking the days are long but the years are short and all that shit. I'm just like, I'm not good at this. And then I watched that Tyson Fury documentary and he retired. He's the same.
Aye?
Now he's home for 5 minutes. He goes, I'm doing more fucking work at home than I would be getting boxed by fucking heavyweight champions.
Guys, he got young children now,
6
too?
Of them.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Retires back from camp, fucking fires a live one in the wife. You know, has another one, throws in the caravan.
Well, now he needs to get it snipped at that stage.
Oh, I know, but these are good gypsy people, you know.
Yeah. Would you get it snipped?
No, no.
I heard of a boy recently now, the woman.
You're going to have some sort of excitement in your life.
Woman.
You know? You still bust nuts when you're snipped.
Let's see what happens to you. Oh, I think you bust, but there's nothing happens.
No, I think you bust, but it's not. It doesn't have the spunk in it.
Dead
like
lads?
It's spunk, but it's not.
I heard of a boy, the wife, you have an ultimatum here. She's like, if you want to get it on tap from now on, Pat, you have to get it snipped. I was like,
I do it myself in the shower.
I do the sister. I wouldn't do it. Badness. As you said, just pull myself off in the corner.
I'll tell
kitchen.
You what, I would be keeping tabs on that. See when my balls healed. I'd be like, well, fucking put your money where your mouth is here, you know?
You'd have like a Christmas calendar.
Aye, I'd be like, fuck it here. Drop of a hat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bend over the oven.
Get them knickers off.
I couldn't do it. I don't like thought of operations in general or any like having to go into me.
That's why you're letting your asshole bleed.
Close. My asshole, I couldn't. Hey.
Couldn't get an operation
in the
asshole?
It's the most sensitive part of me. It's like a weather vane.
Huh?
To text when everything's coming.
just It's twitching by itself.
The nostrils of the anus. There's danger ahead. No, I don't like any of that.
So you'd just be happy enough to fucking let whatever you've got kill you? To get an operation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm all right with those sort of things. I'm just like, tear away.
No, I can't. Even the fucking handle on my eyes. I'm like, I can't take.
Did you get that thing done?
The fucking dildo, the whole eyebrows off me. Or not eyebrows, say fucking lashes or whatever.
So when was the last time I seen you? You had the old dry eyeballs. And then you were like, I'm going in for a procedure.
It was here, wasn't it? The time...
You looked like you were crying all the time.
That is true. It's usually an inside though, that.
You had a wee hanky to your eye every 2 seconds.
I went into a bionoma and he fucking just got this like electric vibrator thing and just fucking went around my whole eyeball with it.
Oh. Did it work?
It did, eh? But I have to get it done like every couple of months to keep it tapped up. Good. We're good friends now. He's like that, do you?
Like that, do you? You're like, when are you going to do my eyes?
And then £50. Charge me for it, the bathroom.
Oh, it's like a weather vane.
Mm-hmm. So I can't hike it at all. I'll be the worst patient alive.
I'm trying to think I've never had surgery.
I've never even broke anything. Never even really fractured anything or anything.
I've had hundreds of stitches, you know?
Aye.
I've had hundreds of stitches. I've broken things. I've dislocated things. I've done all sorts of business. But I don't think I've ever had surgery.
What was the worst one you had?
The car crash was pretty hectic.
You had a car crash?
Was there a big scar on my head?
Recently?
No, it was about 20. Is that a big scar?
Well, fuck aye.
I was in the middle of the back seat and the boy hit a skip and I fucking put my head through the windscreen.
How did he hit a skip?
Very low sun.
Fuck, that skip came out of nowhere.
Very low sun, very bright in his eyes.
Jeez.
And he just spun around the corner and hit it. And I absolutely negligent driving. But that's what happened. Then I just went through the middle like a fucking rocket and put my head through the windscreen and just climbed out.
The closest call I had, and there's the scar there, is I fucking nearly sliced myself open with a strip and wallpaper for a wall.
Jesus, what a life.
And I had my hand like that there.
Where's your documentary?
The stripper here. Look at me alive, Colin. Look at me here at all talking to you.
What a pleasure.
Mark McGarney, the 3 underground story.
I'm bleeding through my jeans, like. But I'm here to tell the tale.
I slipped my wrist and bleeding through my jeans. The scar's still there. It's the only scar, do you believe, I have. And I was adventurous enough. We were a rugrat, like climbing trees and jumping off fucking roofs and stuff.
Well, the famous story, no, it's not famous, but, you know, the old tale was we were in the same A&E in White Abbey 3 times in 1 week to get me stitches.
Jesus Christ.
And they were asking questions. We're like, are you beating the shit out of yourself?
Ramming them in the skips.
But I literally, I was bouncing on a bed and I jumped, toppled off the bed, hit my head on the fucking bedside table. It had a pane of glass on the top. Cut my eye. Fucking... Did something else. I can't remember. I did something else and then I fucking bust my lip and they all needed stitches in a period of a week and it was all the same people in the hospital and me going in with the parents every time. Just and people, they're like, what the fuck are you doing to this child?
Was there drink involved?
I was about 7.
Sorry, I thought you meant this when you were 20.
But I had a couple of shandies. Like, I'm not a fucking pussy.
But funny to say, see them accidents. Like I'm not saying who it is, but a fella I know. He was coming home one night, loaded like, and he was driving home, bollocks like. But he was driving home, and he just fucking wiped the car just straight through a hedge, and he was full like he was completely out of it. He says he just remembers waking up standing in the field, and looked down and the car was in shite.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so drunk he just kind of slid out, the fucking thing like. Tumbled several times. He just must have fell out of the car.
Well, they say that, don't they?
He was grand. He says there wasn't a fucking mark on him, but he says drink. They say that because you just go all loose.
Yeah, they do say that. It's like, is that in The Hangover or something? Or what movie's that in? Due Date or something?
Oh, I fell asleep.
He falls asleep, but he's all loose and he just gets fucked about the car.
Car was in shite and I'm just standing there going, what the fuck happened there?
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. He's...
Oh, he's dead now. He's finally caught up with him.
Killed himself out of the shame. You know, you live and learn.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Another danger about? Was it telling you about the puma? What are you here now?
What's this? Is this his cat they spotted?
What? What cat?
Gentlemen, we all know first impressions matter, and if you're not taking care of your skin, that's going to be the first thing someone notices, and instantly they either think you're way older than you are, or you just don't care about your appearance, my dudes. Show them you do and make a great first impression with Caldera Lab, our brand new sponsor here at the General Banter Podcast. You're going to brush your teeth today, are you not? Incorporating skincare steps before it guarantees to not mess up your routine, leaving your breath fresh and your face refreshed. Okay? What do Caldera Lab do, my guys? Well, I'll tell you. Caldera Lab creates high-performance men's skincare products, and the regimen leads off their product lineup a twice-a-day routine to transform your skin. Caldera Lab knows the skincare world is heavily female-driven and has long been the wild, wild west for men. That's why they're making the solution simple. The regimen includes three products: the Clean Slate, the Base Layer, and the Good. I'll tell you what they do right now. The Clean Slate starts and ends your day. This face wash leaves all skin types refreshed. Okay, we got it right here. Clean Slate. Ba-bow. The Base Layer is your daily moisturizer to hydrate your skin and jumpstart your day full of confidence. The Good is your go-to multifunctional serum at night that helps your skin look tighter and smoother. What more do you want, my guys? You got the Icon Serum as well, which is that addresses the three most common skin concerns around the eye: fine lines, dark circles, and puffiness. That's why I'm wearing shades right now. Guys, get 20% off with the code BANTER at calderalab.com and make unforgettable first impressions that lead to those charming words, "You look younger." 20% off at calderalab.com with the code BANTER. Shout out to the dudes at Caldera Lab. And who could forget our main guys at manscaped.com? They've been with us since day one. You know the crack. Manscaped make the very best devices when it comes to shaving your downstairs. And now they make the best devices when it comes to shaving your upstairs as well, because they've just launched that beard hedger. And it is a fine product, I'll tell you that. You can trim, you can sculpt, you can get whatever length you want going. You can fade it in. It's waterproof. It's all good. Phenomenal product. And, you know, we skip right to the business end of this. You know the crack of Manscaped. You want to buy it for yourself, you want to buy it as a gift, go on to manscaped.com and use the code GENBANT1 and get yourself the care package. Get the care package for someone else. They throw the Lawnmower 4.0 in there. They got the Weed Whacker 2.0. They got the ball toner. They got the ball deodorant. They got the moisturizer. They got everything in there. They got a pair of boxers that are silken. And they chuck it all in there. And if you use the code GENBANT1 on the website, you get 20% off. Where else would you get it? Unbelievable. Manscaped.com, use the code GENBANT1, and shout out to Manscaped for sponsoring General Banter from day one. Keeping them nuts fresh. Back to the podcast, my dudes.
Where?
What are you talking about?
I was coming home from Belfast last week, right?
Uh-huh.
And I told this in my own podcast, and people are taking the piss out of me all week about it.
Right.
I was coming home, it was late, and I hit the Derry Bar Road. You know the road you'd take coming to my house, just off the Ballygolly Lane to Fintana?
Yep, yep.
I had pulled in there, and about a mile and a half in it, there was a puma on the side of the road. Aye. And I was like, there's a big... And I said that in the podcast, and Cons have been taking the piss of me all week, sending me pictures of puma flip-flops in a field going, oh, we spotted your fucking puma.
Aye.
But I'm telling you, it was a puma.
Fuck me.
And someone's child is going to get nabbed, and they're laughing at me, and it's going to happen.
There's a documentary to be made. I never read into it to see where it was. It probably wasn't even Ireland, but someone was like, this is the best photo someone has got of this alleged big cat. I don't know whether it was Ireland or...
Oh, it was in Lad Babe or something.
Aye.
People started tagging me in it.
A puma?
Or a panther.
Black thing?
Or it might have been a schnauzer, I don't know. It was a big...
Dog.
Black... No, it had a big long cat tail, hey.
Right.
I'm telling you now.
Did you see its head, though?
It was the big eyes and the fucking ears was pinned back in it. And it was pitch black, like it was half one of a Monday morning.
There are some dogs that, you know, you maybe see in videos. You don't see them a lot in real life. Like, do you ever see a real Doberman?
No.
You'd shit all over yourself.
But it was the tail. Do you know what I mean? Like a cat's tail and a dog's tail. Like a cat's tail is like a big fat arm, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it had. It was like a big fucking long thing.
God.
I'm telling you.
What was it doing? Just did it come out and go back in or something? What
no, happened? It was just sitting in the side of the road, just fucking darting about. The eyes glued on.
I had to fucking drove over it just to make sure.
That fucking wrecked the van. Two of us sitting on the side of the road. There's a brute.
You just clip it and it comes in the window and bites your fucking throat out.
Fuck! I thought I had an instant. I thought I had a reel in the go there.
No, by the time it was so dark, like by the time it was past it, it was gone, like it was pitch black.
Fuck. But I remember, the weirdest thing I ever seen was I was just driving home one night and it's coming up motorway. I think it's near like Peatlands Park.
Where's that?
Just, it's on the motorway down here before you come up this neck of the woods. And just this fucking, it was an owl, obviously, but a giant owl. And it just swooped and went right across the windscreen. And it was fucking about a meter and a half wide.
Jesus.
Just went woof and like away. And I fucking, you know, I fucking came out. I was like, holy fuck.
Racing it?
All over the place. Yeah.
Oh, there's things in the wilderness here. You wouldn't know what.
The Fintnet Panther.
Fintnet Black Panther. Champ forever. Welcome back to Wakanda.
Wakanda. I'm doing puns now. Hold on, I'm trying to do it. Oh, fuck.
I'm telling you, keep an eye out if you're in the Derry Bard area. There's a Black Panther in the loose.
Fucking hell.
See, a wolf escaped from Dublin Zoo last week, too.
Is that right?
A wolf escaped.
That's a nightmare now.
Out of the Gladiators. He's working there now. You remember the Gladiators?
It was class.
Fucking some show.
I remember Jet from Gladiators giving me, you know, some early on roots, early onset boners when I was a kid. What's going on in my pants?
Early onset erection.
Daddy, I'm fucking bricked up here. What's going on? He's like, shut up and have another shandy.
Do you remember, used to be some great Saturday evening shows on ITV. Remember the one Davina McCall used to do? Was don't play this at home. They just put a guy's head through a window.
Oh, fucking bug there. I remember the name, but I don't remember the show at all.
Oh, they used to do some stupid things.
I think I used to fancy Davina McCall back in the day as well.
Still do.
Oh.
Her and fucking, what do you call your doll? Countdown?
Vorderman? What happened to Vorderman, man? She fucking...
She's getting plenty of vowels under her now. Hey? She's really with 5 men at the
bottom. Two in the bottom. I give her two in the bottom. Hey, but she... Should have room for it. But she's went like, not only has she went like, you know, older lady getting a bit of work done, looking well.
Yeah.
She's went to fucking Puerto Rico or something and come back. Like, I want to be like something from the back of a rap video. Big fat ass.
Yeah.
Big round titties.
But maybe she had that and we just didn't. I've never really seen her turn around from Countdown. She
like backed up to the letters.
You don't really know her from the front.
Listen, Karen, lonely ever do you from the front. And I fucking didn't think twice about it. Now I see you from the back and the side.
You would like Vorderman?
Of course you would.
Is there anyone you would that isn't?
Most men would, everyone.
No, I wouldn't say everyone now.
Most.
But is there a woman that you would do just to say, I don't know, you didn't really want to, but...
but just to be like Katie Hopkins, you know what I mean? Get it up, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Katie Hopkins is a good example.
Spaff all over a carpet and leave. Take a shine or toilet.
I'd take a run at Lizzo.
Aye.
Just to say I mounted it.
She gets a bad rap, Lizzo.
That's a great singer, though.
Aye, but she gets fucking dogs abuse.
She does.
For being fat. And you're like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't want
even
it.
What she looks like. Do you know what I mean?
I think I've seen videos of her. Like, she is up for the crack.
Oh, she'd eat your asshole.
Aye.
After a spice bag and a fucking Domino's. But she would eat your asshole. But...
Just get her shipped over to fuck.
I think maybe she plays into it a wee bit. You know, she's like, Liz will be eating. And people, you know, she acts like a bigger person. And people go, you fat bitch, you're a disgrace. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she does.
Should one of her backup dancers not say they fat shamed them? She fat shamed her.
I think these cancellations are getting weak now between her and Nolan.
That's like someone, you know, I hire someone to do a bit of work in General Banter HQ, and he's like, Colin was making fun of me for being bald or something. That's yeah. what that's like.
Yeah, I think I like her. She in Star Wars?
No.
She's in Star Wars now too.
Darth Vader? Don't even have to do the breathing. She's just doing it.
And the galaxy far, far away. But a little
the Christmas galaxy, that's what that says. The galaxy you get in the airport.
You take Mars already?
Oh, fuck it, is right. Stocks in it? Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Come here a wee bit.
Oh, Jesus, sure.
Get yourself in there.
Fuck.
Here, well, let's talk about Ella Skillen and your comedy fest. What are you doing with this bracelet before we get started?
My mother made me that.
Did she?
She's a good friend of mine, my mother.
Huh?
She did, aye. Again, she took into these hobbies. And she bought, spent like 10 grand on fucking all these like supplies and all.
She's chewing up millions and put the string
through. Used it like once. And
did
then
she take them out of a urinal and put the string through? Oh, God bless her.
Possibly. Don't smell like it right now. I do like a good wee bracelet now.
Sorry, I love jewellery. It's one of my quiet guilty pleasures.
You're a good watchman.
You know, I like watches. I was on holiday there, as you know, and there was a watch shop in the resort. That's how fancy this scarf was.
Did you get one?
No, I tried a few on. I didn't try a few on, but I actually tried on one that was basically this watch, but it was like black with the red face on it. But the guy told me it was a special edition, and it was like £4,500. And I went, my bollocks, is it £4,500? Then I googled it and it was. So, and then I was like, I have the watch.
Add the card.
I have the watch at home. It's just not the same color and not a special edition. So I talked myself, I would have been buying it for the crack, you know. I would have been buying it for the sake of buying a watch on holiday.
Me as well. We're only here for a short time.
I know, but sure. Fucking, what am I going to do? Put it on, sweat all over it for the rest of the fucking. But that's what I'm saying. I was in there. I was, you know, I like jewelry. I was looking at the, you know.
Yeah,
I like jewels and.
Well, nothing I put on ever looks right. I'm so awkward. I just wear shite now. But that's like, even if I buy something nice, as soon as I see like a photo of me on or look in the mirror, I'm like, I've ruined it, destroyed it.
Oh, that happens all the time.
I even look at them. I was looking at them pictures of in the skin. I was like, oh my God, Jesus!
But you have a very distinctive look, though.
I ugly.
I didn't say good. I didn't say attractive look. I said distinctive.
You have that heap of shit.
You know, Steve Buscemi's distinctive look.
Chris Farley.
I don't mean your man was able to draw you in a fucking thing there. You know, it's a distinctive look. You look at Shane, like he's technically good
obese
looking.
Obese Dubliner.
You know, Shane would be technically good looking for a comedian.
For a comedian.
But he does is post photos of other cunts look like him. You know, he's generic man. Generic male. You know?
Is it the... I seen a picture somebody put up. Who the fuck was it? Was it Brad Pitt or somebody? All good looks is just balance.
Aye, symmetry.
Aye. Somebody put an arrow through all these boys' faces and it's just because their eyes are on the same level. So if I hold my head a wee bit more like this,
aye,
I'm good looking.
That's why we've both got shades on right now.
My beady. I was even noticing in pictures. I have big fat eyes. These big calluses under my fucking eyes, eh?
Well, you've rubbed the fuck out of them.
Well, that's true too.
You're the only man in history who has cauliflower eyes.
Oh, well, Jesus.
That'll be the name of the podcast now. Have to get them drained and all. Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh, God bless me.
Your mother made the bracelet. Dills. That's gorgeous. Big success, this comedy festival.
No idea. I was saying to you the next morning, I was like, I have no idea how any of that went. It did feel like one day just melded. It felt like, you know, I didn't even sleep the whole time, even though I did.
Well, you know, I've done my share of larger events. And you just, you know, you talk about it for months. And then at a certain point, you just fucking, it's like, it feels like you just jump in the white water of, you know,
yeah,
like a whitewater rafting scenario, and just fucking you're in the boat till it's over.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you're just like, well, how'd that go?
You have no real idea, like, but I fucking. Good old drinking session.
Oh, don't even. That took some years off me.
It was Thursday before I felt anyway normal after
that. I felt hectic. And it was absolutely illegal for me to be driving home the next day.
Oh, I, like, even down the road, I was like, oh, I.
See, getting on that ferry from Rusty Beg. danger. Danger. Every sensor in the car was going off, like, and I just had my eyes closed. I was like, fingers crossed.
You're full.
Aye.
No, it was
the breathalyzer in the car was like, no.
No, it was fucking. Well, no, I was very impressed myself because usually I wouldn't be a great hang. Like, a hangover for me would kill me.
Yeah.
But we didn't go to bed till like 8 o'clock.
It was 8:30 in the morning and no one was even really ready for bed.
No. Who said, like, oh, I better go to bed? Who was it?
It was me.
Was it you?
I was just going, like, we will get kicked out of here, you know, at fucking 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And we should
get a couple of hours
in some way, shape, or form.
But I remember after the gig, we went back to the wee cottage.
Yes.
And then next thing it was 2 a.m. And I remember leaving it. And I remember sitting talking to a swan for a good hour.
Right.
You must have went on to the cabin.
Uh-huh.
And then by the time I got to the cabin, and then it was 8 o'clock in the morning, flew in. Great times, great friends.
Oh, it was great fucking, it was good.
I don't even know what we spoke about. I don't even know
It is a shame that, like, a lot of, you know, it's a, fuck me, it's a comedy scene that's not like London or fucking New York or something. Where, or even Dublin, where everyone kind of lives in the city and you will have a load of drinks and hang out. Like, yeah. All the gigs are like, right, good to see you. And everyone fucking gets in the car and drives for 60 minutes in the opposite direction usually. So there's not as much drinking and sessions as you would expect.
Well, so, that was the reason why I can organize it more than anything else. It was like,
I know, it was great. That wee bit, the wee cottage thing for a while, that was good crack. Probably drank them out of about a grand's worth of drink before anyone got there to ring it up.
But there was a saggy each night, like there was something. Well, Sunday night. So the fucking Saturday night, the hotel was great.
Aye.
We had no fucking light. My light fucked up.
Oh, why?
Thank God there was a boy there. Andy from Dury landed in.
With two tea lights.
Two fucking full toolbox of them. Going out of a Saturday night and this man's got a full toolbox of them.
That was a shift and a half for me that day. I did Ivy Gardens and then fucking flew up the road and
you did
burst on stage.
You're good, eh? I couldn't do it.
Well, fuck, I was. But I'm good at that. You know, I've done that plenty of times. Where I'm like, we're just on. We're all go.
Yeah.
Till we're not.
But that's, went home and then back the next day too.
Aye, that's it. That's it.
You got some pop pay when you came on stage on Sunday.
I know.
Fucking it's unreal.
I know. I was. Because you. Did you go, John? Did you jokingly go, like, John, do we spot? And I went, or did I suggest that I 2 pints him?
No, he said I didn't want to pressure him because, like, if he's here just for the drink, that's 100%. And I said, but do you want to do a spot? No bother.
Aye. And then, of course, you're going to be like, oh, I've got a secret guest or something. And then I got the fucking shits then because I was like, what if he goes, Colin, get us? And everyone goes, ah,
nah,
just get Kieran on. For fuck's sake.
And you're likely, hey, it was unreal. But I don't know, it was a real fucking blur, but I think it went all right. Everyone said to me that it was good.
So. It was fantastic. Now. And then we went back to that house and talked about, you know, what sort of gay sex William's into for the remainder of the time.
That's all we're kind of interested in. If one gay's leaning a wee bit way.
Aye.
Like, what way does it work?
You've been doing a bit of pegging, have you?
Aye.
Good man.
Pagans.
And then William gets dead serious about it. The thing I like about pagan, you know, he'll get real
full whiteboard.
It. Yeah.
This is the way it works for me.
Fuck around, find out. With my asshole.
Fuck around, shade all over the place.
And then you said you went to a dirty weekend the week after, did you? Or we'll cut that out.
I know, I just went to Boojum.
Fucked up.
I did, I went up to Belfast the weekend.
Oh.
No.
Is that where it was?
Aye.
Fuck's sake, I thought you were away somewhere exotic.
It was exotic to me.
Jesus, street lights!
Bingo Locos down the street. I was like, oh.
I haven't seen a panther yet. What sort of town is this?
A lot of hippos, no panthers. That was great now. I do love a good hotel now.
Where'd you stay?
Oh, jeez, what do you call it now?
Ibis?
No.
Some palatial grounds.
Malordan? It's near Victoria Square.
Maldrion or something?
Aye.
Maldron,
maybe.
Ah.
Great wee spot now.
Aye, it's handy.
Plenty of cocktails, plenty of sausages.
Oh.
Plenty of sausage ends.
Oh. Very nice.
Man has his needs.
It's fucking. When was I in town? I met up with our boy Dylan Osborne the other day in Belfast, and between the two of us, we knew everybody. You know, just I hadn't been in Belfast like in the middle of the day. You know, milling about in a coffee shop in a long time, like. and just sure fucking every cunt walk past.
Oh,
Jesus, what about you? I haven't seen you in ages. Oh, Jesus, what's cracking? Boys from school.
What do you think about being right? Was it Blind Boy said something about being famous in Ireland's like the most cringe thing ever or something?
Oh, it probably is.
Because he's like, that's why he wears the bag or whatever.
Yeah.
Because like, you're just shopping and you're fucking in your slacks, eh? In Iceland, and somebody's going to be taking selfies of you, looking at fucking haddock.
I know.
Because it's cringe fuck.
So I flew to Tenerife and the staff on the plane got photos on the way out and the way back.
Unreal. I usually just get sly remarks. Oh, hey, Bundoran.
I'm sure you better not be slagging us off for a podcast and all. And I won't slag him, but what I will say is, don't be all friendly for the photo and then a fucking bitch the rest of the time. You know, don't come up one way and be like, what do you want? Huh? Pringles? All right. Fucking there you go. Take it. Fuck's sake. Put the card in. Eh. And then come back and be like, yeah, can I get a wee selfie?
I usually get the, my boyfriend loves you.
That's the stock line.
Yeah. I remember one time this girl came over to me. It's like, my boyfriend loves you, but he's wild shy and looked over and he was like, He's like, will you come over to him? I was like, I suppose.
Every fucking person is my girlfriend or my boyfriend loves you.
Yeah.
My fella loves you. My brother loves you. And you're like,
I can't stand you. I think you're disgusting.
You're a retard, but you know, I've got a photo.
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are. Let's take a photo with you.
Or they come up to you and go, oh my God, I love Shane Todd. They just go, you come up to me. You don't like, but Shane Todd, I love. Oh my God. Tell him I was asking about him. Like, no, I'm not.
Fuck, we got caught up with me and McCann were at the Ireland match there on Saturday in Dublin.
Oh,
and fucking, you know, get recognised a bunch by a load of boys. But then on the way, there's like a long fucking walk up the street, you know, before you get to the stadium. And a bunch of boys from around here somewhere accosted us and they were walking with us, you know.
Nice.
And they were chatting away. And then I don't even know if this guy heard what we were talking about, but the guy was like, are you from Northern Ireland? And they're like, aye. And he goes, did you ever see Tea With Me? And I went, aye. And he's like, do you know your fella Paddy? And I went, aye. He's fucking hilarious. And I'm like, yeah.
Good luck. McCann always gets mistaken for me.
Well, there seems to be a triangle between you, Mickey, and him. And they all just are like...
Yeah.
Like, I seen someone actually go up to McCann the other day and be like, hey, it's good for mana, man.
That's... Sure, one time we were up in Belfast... And some guy came up to him and was like, McCarney. And I thought he was obviously talking to me. He walked straight past me and just went to McCann. McCann had to pretend he was me for 10 minutes. And then I just walked on.
That's great. It pays off sometimes. Like, you know, if you do like an autism joke and then Mickey gets the shit for it.
Right enough. Just use that more.
Fat beardy, stupid cunt made an autism joke.
That was wild funny right now.
Oh, God.
He gets some abuse.
Fucking!
I held out as long as I could before I had to step in.
Yeah.
Made sure he got enough.
By the way, that was me. Apologies.
Yeah. No apologies. Not one bit. She was coked out of it, I'll bet you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck was I going to mention? Oh, why? Just because we've got it on the screen in the back there. Nolan's sex pics.
Would you believe I think I'm cursed, you know? Because anytime I come into contact with somebody, there's always wild... They always get into bother about a week later. My dirty weekend, I met Nolan.
Was he at this orgy too?
he was voucher with his mother.
Right.
And I bumped into him. Week later, he's done for these dick pics. That's happened to me more times, hey.
Like when I'm in movies and you touch him, the demon goes into him. Like
what do you call that? Final Destination? When you have dick pics? What is the story with it? Did he send?
I think it was something to do with... By the way, it seems like the most tame shit ever. Did he not send a picture of that Stephen... Or what the fuck is that guy? Something bear. And the guy was on some TV show. It's that guy there, but I think he was on some TV show. And then he now makes like OnlyFans stuff. But it's all very weird.
He's not in jail.
Is he?
I read somewhere that he was in jail, but I didn't know.
I don't know. But anyway, the dudes, I remember like hearing another news story about him before me and McCann were on his Twitter, and it's all him getting fucking his ass eaten and getting pegged, and then he's fucking God. The wife with like one of them weird, you know, it's like a fake cock goes over your own cock, and it was all very weird.
An extension?
Oh, why? A sleeve?
I never knew there was such a thing.
Oh, change your life.
A sleeve for your dick.
Whenever I was shopping for your big black ass, I shopped about.
Jacinta?
I seen fucking, I was shopping about for all the latest and greatest products. But you can get one, do you know, like a, it is like an extension for your dick, but it feels good when you put your dick in it. So it's like a, it's got a wee fanny on one end and you go, oh God, that feels good. But then it's got a big horse cock on the other side for you to ram into the woman.
Oh, Jesus, how the things that are about nowadays.
It's like a USB-C to B. or something. It's like a wee...
D to V.
It's like a wee D to V. It's like a wee adapter.
It's like a wee flashlight...
Extender.
Raw end cock thing.
It's an extender,
Jesus
yeah.
Jesus Christ. I think your ego would have to take a bit of punishment now if you had to get one of them.
Remember?
Like, why would you fuck a flashlight?
But I don't know. I think once you flip the switch of, you know, we're getting freaky over here, you're not going to give a flying fuck.
See, it's getting the stage now where they're fucking... It used to be if you're into freaky stuff, people used to fucking go, he's a dirty bastard now. If all you want to do is just missionary and come. Like, what a freak. Choke me or spit me or something.
My new book, Missionary and Come. Sure, a friend of mine, you know, mentioned no names, was hooked up with a girl who notoriously hasn't had a fella be able to make her jizz.
Mickey, right?
She can't do it without a vibrator.
She can't come.
This friend had a go anyway,
mm-hmm.
and failed.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we had her gaff. Get the fuck out of it. You know, you're like, I'd rather see her fucking
all
climax
right.
than that.
So he said to her, put that away.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, just didn't. It never got to that point. He just took a run at it.
Well, I had a friend who was,
like
with,
was, a fucking...
was with a woman who said to him, she's like, before they don't, the first time, they're like, don't be offended now, but I can't get there unless I'm in a certain position. And she's just a very hard woman to get to the peak.
Aye.
And he was like, this is great. I'm going to bounce away at this doll for hours and hours and hours. He says it gets very infuriating after a while.
Aye.
And she can't.
Yeah.
So we just got rid of her.
Respect. Life too short.
He says it is wild annoying. He says,
that's
you think
thing
it's the greatest thing ever?
Is another mission. You think it's great?
No, but he's like, it sounds great. Do you know, like usually...
It sounds awful.
He says it's like a kettle that never stops boiling.
Hold on a second. She couldn't climax.
Couldn't.
Well, that's a nightmare.
He thought this sounded great.
Nah.
Because he could work away and work away and work away.
Is he in his head thinking, normally when I ride chicks, they're squirting flat out. So it would be, as a nice break, it'd be nice if someone didn't.
As soon as I come into the conservatory, she's in a pool.
No,
he thought, well, I get that. Because he's like, because usually when the climax happens.
I can just tear away for hours and she's not going to feel anything.
Aye. Which is the ideal situation, he thought.
No.
When I say he, I meant me. Didn't work out.
I'd be too impatient. I'm probably too impatient of a person for any of that shit. I'd be like, what does work?
Aye.
You know what I mean?
Let's get there. Get the stove on.
Aye, we're going for a fry here at 10. So,
That is the best thing about, I think, dating earlier. You know, you don't really have as much... You're not really sucking in the gut running anymore. You're just putting it on her forehead. Whatever it is, it is. This isn't getting any better. Like.
Nah.
So, there's no point me hiding it.
No, what's really attractive post 30 is just confidence.
Yeah.
You come in there in the budgie smugglers. You ready to rock?
Respect. I'm trapped now. What can I do?
You take a shite and then you walk in.
Don't even take the.
You get her all worked up, and you go, "Let me press pause for a second, love. I'm going to crank out a steamer."
Don't even take the thong off. Just log splitter.
Just pull it to the side.
Straight out. No, even pull it aside. Straight logs. Through. Oh, horrible stuff.
I'm going for a shit. You get yourself started there. You prime that engine. I'll be back in a minute.
Did I ask you before? Did you ever think what you'd be like now if you weren't married? Like if you were a single man? Did I ask that?
Maybe.
Do you think you would fare out on the market? For another lozenge?
No, I just popped the first one. I let it drop.
Oh, did you?
I'll let myself come up on the.
I would love to see you on the dating scene.
Do you think I'll be sad?
I don't think you have much patience with it.
Oh, right.
No, it wouldn't be sad. It'd be hilarious.
I'd put my foot in it some way, shape or form, you know what I mean?
We all do that.
You know, I'd be like, I would be saying some real socky shit on the Tinder messages, you know?
Oh, Tinder's a disaster.
You know, I think, I honestly think I would have no, I would be obnoxious probably. I would just be like, is it happening or nah?
Header?
Yeah. Are we fighting in the car park or nah?
Suck to the jaw, is this happening?
No, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'd like to think at this age, you know, I'm a pretty good judge of character now. So, I'd probably, like, if someone was like, let's go for a few drinks and all, I would just probably go into some bar and sit down and something would happen in, like, 12 seconds. And I'd be like, anyway, I'm going for the toilet here. I'll be back in fucking never. Never.
I couldn't do that. I'd have to wait it out. I'd have to do the full date, even if I knew straight away.
Yeah.
Which is...
But I would, at that point, if I knew it wasn't, like... If I was just like, right, this is just a night out with someone else, I would be steering the night in my favor. I'd be like, hey, we seem to be really hitting it off. Do you want to go for a Chinese buffet? Yeah. I made a couple of mates of mine. Here, oh, great idea. Let's go for cocktails and then you just take her to a bar you want to go to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and fucking...
Meet the parents.
Aye.
Stood in.
Meet the boys at the back of Lavers.
I think I might just propose now to fucking get it over and done with.
I've been out with a couple of mates of mine back when they were single. Begley was one of them. I remember him going like, here, come to this fucking... I think it was a Battle of the Bands he was playing at. And he goes, there's wee girls here that I met and blah, blah, blah. And he just ditched her with us and then he fucked off all night. And we were like, I'm on your date.
Oh, yeah.
I'm chatting to this fucking wee girl. And going like, so what are you in the fucking... What's cracking on? What's your favorite colour?
There's nothing better than baiting through the bullshit of what somebody's like than throwing them into your friend group.
Aye.
That'll suss it out.
Yeah.
I've had that happen now. Didn't last too long. But hey, it never lasts too long either, a month or a week or
someone
40
was
years.
On a wee bit of a date in Laveries one time and they brought a girl in the back who they were on a date with and she seemed like way too comfortable and up for it as if this was her end game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll go on a date with you. Where do you want to go, Laveries? Out the back?
Yeah. That's the problem.
You know, she was way too comfortable.
A couple of boys have talked dates to Laveries and I'm like, that's the worst thing ever.
Jordy Robinson, fucking flat out. Oh, he's like Dambles Aryan.
Well, that's just free in.
He's just...
miserable cunt.
He's been in there with about 8 different women over the last few years.
Oh, top shagger.
He's had 8 new women, 1 new heart.
three penis extensions?
Hasn't had a broken one.
He's like Big Tom. He can do it, hey? And he likes to... Every time I'm chatting to him, he's like, oh, I'm curtin' it all now from like Mayo. Like, how the fuck do you even venture down that far? Where'd this dog come out of?
I drove to Mayo the other week. Hateful. Hateful drive.
What part?
Ballina.
Oh, it is a...
Fucking nothing in it, like...
Funny, I was talking about Ballina. I took it on a date once to Ballina. No? Sunday spin. Because I treat them well. There's nothing in it.
Treat them well. 3 hours in the car is the worst roads of all time.
No shocks, though. So what are you into? Potholes?
I hope these potholes will fucking give you a bit of...
Where would you bring it all on a date now if you had to? In the modern, if you were going
to... Now, if I was single now?
Yeah.
Dubai?
I would fully believe that.
That's what I mean. I'll be staring at them and I'll be going like... Do you want to go to
date? How do you keep up with that? First date, Dubai. Second date...
Nando's?
That's what I'm saying. You can't... That's peak. You have to go from the ground up.
Well, dates are a good way to, you know, do some fun shit that you probably couldn't do with your direct mates or...
That's true. I'm going to Hans Zimmer next week, I'm telling you that.
Oh, why?
My man Hans.
Huh?
I don't think it's him right now, probably just a stereo.
Is this on a date? Are you with a woman, are you?
Oh, hi. She tells me she's a woman, am I?
You're a shrewd bastard, dude.
Oh, I. You just wouldn't be up to me.
Yeah, because you know, you'd never come out with it.
I come out with it.
Need to dig it out of you, this information. You know?
Oh, aye.
Oh, I can't meet a woman at all. All right, do you want to do a podcast tomorrow? I'm riding. I'm too busy riding. You what? Come out.
I've wore to a point.
I'll be in the Maldron.
You need me.
Spraying the walls.
No, I was already done, eh? Dank. Dank.
Slipping off.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Eh? But I know. You have to. A man's needs, I'm saying.
Ah, listen.
Eating or reading, one of the two.
Listen, it's fucking, I'm happy
and
for
there's
you.
Usually nothing.
I'll get the real details ready after. Oh, podcast here. How long it is.
Whatever you want to know. Any questions?
Well, I might put one up there and I forgot right. about it. Let's see what I got here. Oh, fuck me. Here's the pilot. So with the success of the Summer Comedy Carnival, will that be the start of more NI comedy festivals to come? And that's from Anne-Marie Doherty. Shout out to Anne-Marie's comedy fan.
Oh, Anne-Marie. Fuck, I don't know.
Well, that's a no-brainer. You could do that fucking... At the very least, once a year. You could do a summer and a Christmas, at least.
Once a year, I think's plenty. If I could hibernate all year and just come and do that, that'd be me.
I mean, it's one of those things where, as if, you know, like you said, you're like, we could have done two shows tonight or something, you know.
Yeah.
That's where it starts to be like, fuck. You know, if you really organised it and got it in place, you probably could do a big run of fucking gigs. Or the full weekend.
But I was saying...
Lusty Bags.
Like, I was even saying on my own podcast, it's like... Remember that last minute where Kieran and Connor was fucking singing the whole thing out, and I looked around and I seen you and Kieran and Mickey, and all. I was like, these are big, massive acts. How the fuck I got you persuaded to even come down here is mind-boggling.
That was just for your friends.
Aye, well, that's it. And you're like, so it's fucking...
But also, it's just, you know, everyone just does the gigs.
Yeah.
And then they do their own gigs once a year that are big.
Well, I wanted it just more for the crack for us than anything else. Yeah.
No, it was fucking great.
But I like somebody I spoke about doing again. It wasn't even a festival, like as Connor said, it was just three nights gigs. Of gigs. Yeah. Really, like. But Belfast definitely should. Belfast should have like an Edinburgh Fringe type.
There was a bit of chat with me and Shine where they were gonna sort of facilitate it, and I was gonna be like booking, like curating it nearly.
Yeah.
But then it's just this problem of like how much it actually costs to do something in like Custom House Square or something. Like it's insane, the money involved, like, so they probably just couldn't be arsed with it. But
there is a lot of fucking, there is a lot of like organizing and fucking about and all.
It has to be a real like passion of it, you know. You have to be like,
but I mean, I wouldn't even do Matt, like just do fucking like Laveries and Pugs and, you know, like all the rooms that we've already usually done. Just do
the
like
best, the best way to do it's that Ivy Gardens Paddy Power Festival, because they have a fenced in area, and in that area they have like about three or four smaller tents and one big massive one, the Bleeding Massive stage. And just at different times throughout the day, they have, say, like 4:30, Tommy Tiernan in the big tent.
Oh,
and then like
yeah.
7:30, they'll get maybe Tommy Tiernan again. Like 9:30, they'll have like Darrow Breen or something like that there. And then the other tents have their own shows with different comedians on.
I must get down to one of them.
But it's all in the one area on like 4 or 5 days, which is perfect. Like, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And it starts like, you go into the festival at fucking, you know, 2 or something when the doors open, and you can drink for a couple of hours outside, and then, oh, gig's happening soon, get in the queue, go into the tent. That's the way to do it there.
That is the way to do it. I'm going to buy a marquee soon. I'm just going to do gigs.
There is one down there.
I'll buy it off you. I'll rent it off you.
Borrow it. You'll need 70 men to put it up. Like, build a pyramid.
Would be like building it up like a fucking, like a church in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Like Elvis, the start of Elvis.
Yeah.
And just gigging it too.
Like Mormons, just yanking it up with a fucking pulley.
That to me would be unreal. I have the equipment now. I bought it all. You have the tent.
I have two microphones.
Gig tonight.
Say nothing.
Unreal.
You could.
Oh,
I spotted myself there. You could. Sure, we did a gig. There was a wedding at Maureen's parents' house there. It was Neve and Frank's, I think. And Dutch Frank, who recently changed his Instagram profile to Dutch Frank, they got married, and then the tent was up for a few weeks, and we did the fucking charity gig.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
That's what it is.
Lit the stage with that one light.
Nobody thank you for somewhere nice now. Like, you ever see a bar in a small town?
Mm-hmm.
If one gets done up, modern, spent millions on it, they'll always just go back to the shithole.
Yeah, it's empty.
Where they can piss up again the fucking bar and stuff.
Well, you can't buy a vibe.
That's, hey, get that. That's the tattoo I want.
You can't buy vibes.
Can't buy a vibe. Straight across my back with Orange Lucas here and have it. Hey, only I know I haven't got fucking ovaries. I'd swear I'm pregnant. Orange Lucas here this past while, the cravings.
Aye, here. That's how I know that the culchiness is getting their claws into me.
I mean saying that.
I'll be getting in the car with the Lucas here, go, what the fuck am I doing?
I mean saying that to you one time, you're like, fuck you all about. You got all offended. I am not a culture.
You only notice it when you go into the town for a day or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in Dublin the other day and I was like, it's fucking size of this kid.
Oh, why?
Too big, sweaty.
Terrifying.
Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're like, get me, or in Tenerife or something, and like the most opulent hotel you've ever been in your life, and you're like, get me. I remember saying the word at one point, I was like, well, I'd love to fucking tea and toast. Do you know what I mean? 38 degrees.
And a cracker bar about this fucking
you know?
Oh, I.
It was tough to get normal like milk too.
What have they got over there?
We just wring out a bit of cheese and you're it's all fucking espressos and, you know,
oh,
a lot of hard, like, you know, like fucking sheep cheese, like pecorino or something.
No Strathroy over there, boy.
No fucking Coleraine mature.
No, that's what I'm telling you, boy. Why would you travel?
I mean, the fucking island was on fire, so, I was like, and I have said this numerous times before, Northern Ireland, Ireland in general, very mild conditions across the board.
Yeah, I always laugh.
It has rained for 2 months. But
you go to Florida, and every time they look out through the fucking window, there's a hurricane or something,
yeah.
And their houses are made a timber frame.
Yeah.
These houses here would withstand fucking Mach 3 tornadoes, yeah. And were built, and we don't get any of it at all.
Yeah.
Except for Ballygally, there was a tornado there once. Yeah, wiped out Kelly's. It's a true story. I say wiped out, it took a couple of roof tiles, but that was it.
Well, sure. What was my mother-in-law saying there? Storm Betty, is that what the name of that last one was?
Oh, Storm Betty.
That's what we landed in on Friday night.
Oh, fuck.
Horrific landing.
What's that?
Fucking side roads.
Who are you with, Ryanair?
Jet 2.
Oh.
And I was saying, I actually said this in the bomb squad, but like the fucking thing was going all over the place. And it was so rainy and cloudy that there was no reference as to where you were. No way you can look out. You go like, I feel the planes coming down. That's us. Oh, we're slowing down a wee bit. And then it lands. This comp was like, listen, it's windy. I'm fucking nosediving this thing. So he just went, like, just bashed it into the floor. But nobody could see the ground or anything.
Oh, fuck.
So you had no gauge on how high up you were. So you were just like, out of nowhere. And everyone was like,
unreal.
And then, of course, everyone's like, yeah, and started clapping and all.
I may take up that flying. I mean, I got you and McCann one time. We were going to go.
Aye.
Maybe cancelled the weather. You're coming, mate. Blagal Chapo flying about. There's a place not far from here. There's a flying school.
I know, we see them all the time.
I've been.
I would, I don't know. It's one of them things. The thought of it, I'm like, nah. And then if you got me there, I'd probably be like, all right, go on.
I will go someday. I love it.
Did you go up on a wee plane?
Years ago, did I? Years ago. Girlfriend got me a voucher.
It seems funny because, like, you know, if you're in a big plane and there's all, beeps and cracks and pops and bangs and all, you're like, what the fuck's up? What the fuck's that? Because it's a big, giant plane. I feel like you were in a wee plane and it's just like, you'd be like, put that wheel up there and you just reach under, clunk.
Yeah, that's his leg. You have the pole starter.
You're in the middle of it. Like a fucking chainsaw.
Yeah.
Jano had a new guy in school and he was doing flying lessons when he was like in school. Like this is, and I think he went on to do like software type shit. He's super nerd like. And he was on one of his first lessons and the guy said something to him about the brake or whatever and he braked the wee plane too hard. And it just tipped onto its nose. Just went gunk. They got there. And they're sitting there like face down, the propeller in the ground.
What a way to go, hey?
It was on the ground, like they hadn't even left. Just destroyed it. Didn't not a crash or anything. Just like, well,
I'd love something like that.
That's it. Absolutely fucked now.
I think I would be a great daredevil, Cape Man. You know, might start doing it, jumping out of fucking planes, skydiving and stuff. Why not? So the way my fucking anus is bleeding, I haven't long left anyway.
Make a wish.
God rest me, John Cena.
Yeah,
I'm on my way out.
McCartney and a nappy jumping out of a Cessna. per tennis speedos. It would bleed names.
The blood's bowing out of my hole here.
Oh, fuck's sake. Oh, here we are. Philip, what's the least most attract? What's what's the least and most attractive thing someone can do on a date with you? I read about some fella running away because the date bit her nails. I understand that.
Jeez, I wouldn't run away from that now. Biting her nails? So what's wrong with that?
I mean,
picking her nose, maybe? Big areolas scare me.
I've been on a date.
You can only see them through the top, though, if you look hard enough.
Top of the burger coming out the top.
Big areolas now.
Why do they scare you?
An old thing years ago happened to scare the life out of me. And I was never the same since.
Is that true?
That's true. I was now.
What happened?
I can't, because it is a true story. But every time I come onto your podcast, I always get in bother because I say something, and then fucking some so this half is, a throne must listen.
This wasn't like when you were a child or something. This is, you had a run in with an adult.
No, I was about, it'd have been like 16, 17. Like I was just getting there. The curlies was growing.
Aye. And yes, this, you had a run in with a woman?
I was running with an areola. It was onto a woman.
And that's just put you off.
She just big old fracking nips. This doll could fucking pile houses like.
Yeah.
I just wasn't expecting it and it scared the life out of me.
Wow.
It fell out in a house party and I was kind of scared thinking everyone thought I'd have tucked them out, you know, and I just ran. True story. I thought I was going to get done. Hey. I feel like Patrice O'Neill, you know Patrice O'Neill's story about that?
And I'm ever so since, confused right
now. I was at a house party one time.
Right.
And this cutie was well drunk.
Right.
And they needed to take her upstairs, and I took her upstairs. And I put her on the bed, but I must have landed her kind of like your plane, just very sudden.
Yeah.
And the areola fell out of her. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was only a cobbler, and I thought, oh, fuck, they're going to think I took this out. So I just ran.
You try to tuck it back in?
No, I did not, because I was like, that's mean, I'm not going to... So I think I just threw a pillow over or something.
Yeah.
And I ran. Still running to this day.
God damn.
God love her. She's dead now.
That's wild. I remember staying up late at university to do coursework, me and this other fella. Pulling a fucking all-nighter, like, and went out the front for a smoke at about 5 a.m. And this boy, sober as a judge, was just scraping this girl along the floor. As if he was taking her back to her. And we, you know, he sort of knew, like, no, he lives in there with them boys. She doesn't live there. And that's two, I'd sober, smoking. Just, and I was like, all right. And he's like, oh, all right, boys. And I'm like,
we're dragging her by the heels.
I'm like, what's going on here? You know? He's like, oh, yeah, she's just, I was just going to see, like, let her go to sleep in my bed or whatever. And we're like, yeah, probably get her mates.
Or it wasn't my house or anything.
He's probably get her mates. You know,
I was trying to be a gentleman with the whole thing. I was like, that's the last time I'm helping anyone.
Yeah, wee nips for me.
That's it. I don't want none. No trouble.
You can have two small, though.
Eh?
So can fellas. Two small nips. Freaky.
I've inverted nips. It was hitting me in the lungs an odd time.
Inverted nips, get a bit of Botox in it, pump them out.
Worst thing my elder ever said to me. I mean, when I was coping and going, something wrong with my nipples. And your elder was like, she's like, oh, you have your mother's nipples.
Who said that?
The elder said to me,
your ma said to you, Jesus, your nips are the spit of your mother's.
That's the worst thing you've ever said to me. And I'm up the kitchen going, my nipples feel weird because one kind of goes out. And said, oh, you have your mother's nipples? I have the same thing.
They'll give you a jip forever. They're
inverted nipples. It's like, don't ever break to me again.
Just slaps them out. I have my mother's penis. Inside.
Jesus.
Nah, she's dead. I listened to Tim Dillon this week, and he goes, he's like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon podcast. Sorry the podcast is a day late. My mother died.
Jesus Christ.
I rewind. It was like a bit of a song that I liked. I rewound it about 10 times. I was like, oh, that is fucking so funny. Oh, God. Whew. Have you guys got an example of an extremely hyped TV show, movie, band, etc. that people love and you just cannot get into or just can't get into or bring yourself to try? Mine was Sopranos. Gave it a whole season and could barely muster a shrug.
Same, actually.
Well, it's a thing I haven't seen. and I'm dying to watch it. But the problem with being married is, and being quite busy, you don't get a lot of opportunities. So when you sit down with the wife,
yeah,
you have to be watching a show that you're both kind of cool with watching. And I'm like, I put on the first episode of Sopranos, and I was like, I am right into this. This is funny. It's well shot. I like it.
Funny, I was different. I only watched the one episode of Sopranos and thought it was very slow. But McKegney, Breaking Bad is the same for me.
I didn't like Breaking Bad that much.
The first three seasons, I was like, this is horrendously slow. And it was McKegney who was like, no, no, stick with it. And after season three, it was unreal.
You see, I've watched, I was at the Fringe when we watched it, like in our spare time. And I've seen every fucking episode of it. But I'm sort of like, I couldn't really tell you much from it.
Have you watched all of Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Fuck, but it was, no. I mean, people were getting fucking tattoos and all sorts of shit at the time. But I was just like, it's not doing for me what it's doing for you.
Game of Thrones was another one.
Yeah, watched it all. Enjoyed it, but it wasn't like... But then something like Peaky Blinders, where I'm like, this, I'm absolutely into my dick in this. I love this. Like,
Game of Thrones, I watched episode one. This is like before the hype. It was literally like premiere on Sky Atlantic.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'll watch this. And I was like, this is fucking dumb. And then I didn't watch any of it then to the last season.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's the worst one you watched.
I had a few mates there, I must say, like when I was younger, and they were watching Breaking Bad, and they were like, oh, I'm going to, like, you'd be out playing football in the street or something. They were like, I'm going to watch fucking Breaking Bad. And I were like, loser. But that was honestly like when it was out. Because it didn't catch on like in the rest of the world for until it was in about fucking season, what was it? How many was there?
Oh, it was about fucking 8 or 9, wasn't it?
It must have been about 5 before everyone sort of went back. I think it was a Netflix thing. Once everyone started getting Netflix, people started getting into it.
It was that channel in America used to be on. It was fucking FX, not FX. FX. I can't remember.
Something like that. HBO.
I can't think of anything else.
Things are overhyped. I mean, there's fucking... Oh, there's a bunch of shit that's...
Is that your back crack there?
There's my shoulder.
Jesus.
Sitting hunched over all fucking day. Oh god, there's tons of shit. Music, there's loads of shit.
There's loads of musicians I love, but just wouldn't be into their music.
That's hilarious. That's the internet for you.
Why?
Because you see their personality more. Like, you know, you want like Lewis Capaldi, some crack. And then you hear a song.
No, not even that. It's like, what do you call that guy fucking I was talking to you about him? I just love his outlook and everything.
Mac DeMarco. Yeah.
But, like, I'd never listened to any of his songs, like.
Fucking Cack DeMarco.
But, like, there's something about him. It's like, this guy's in his own garage, just making whatever the fuck he wants. He doesn't care about you, me, or anybody.
Yeah.
He might even go, this is a pile of shit, but I'm putting it out anyway.
It is funny when you're, like, self-employed comedian or whatever the fuck it is, you start, like, picking up, like, inspiration from just random people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big fan of your guy, The Alchemist, who's, like, the producer.
Yeah.
And like, it's just because he even said himself, he's like, I've just got myself to the point where I just fucking work at my own pace and do what I want. And there's a little community that supports it and buys all the merch and buys all the records and stuff.
That's too hard.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's the dream, boy.
I die hate stroking this fucking guy.
Speaking of questions, what happened in Tesco and Dungannon? Every week now on my podcast, I'd get about 4 people going, did you hear what happened in Tesco and Dungannon? I was like, no.
What happened?
I have no idea. No one will tell me.
I don't go to Tesco's.
I'm above that.
No, once you start getting like Tesco deliveries, you're like, I'm not going in that place. Like,
but I thought it was like a McDonald's AIDS thing or STD thing. Maybe McDonald's up.
Did you Google it?
I did. I knocked him up.
Knocked him up? Oh, fuck. I don't know. Probably.
I think they're taking the fucking beer out of me at this stage.
Yeah, maybe they are. Colin, as a resident of Dungannon, have you ever tried a famous meat roll? Maureen will definitely know what they are, and McCarney will like them too, as he enjoys beige delight. What the fuck's a meat roll? Meat roll?
It's like Swiss roll with meat in the middle?
No, I'd eat that.
You would.
I'd eat that, all right. I don't know what a meat roll is. By the way, Maureen is a fancy woman, you know what I mean? She wouldn't eat a sausage roll.
No.
You know what I mean? She'd be like, no. Do you want a sausage? No. It's ground up pig dicks. No, thanks. Well, Maureen's quite a fancy lady, look. You know.
What would be her go-to delight?
Oh, or like chocolate shit? Anything chocolate like? What sort of stuff? Yeah, just chocolatey fucking. She is like a fancy older lady. That's what she feels like.
Anything I can just get in the air fryer now. I eat.
Just live badgers.
Anything that'll fit into it.
I get very like our kitchen's ripped out at the minute, and I get very like restless where I'm like, just fucking put something in my body. Do you know? I'm like, I don't.
Then let's eat.
I'm just like, oh, should we go get this? I'm like, no, have it be ready. And I want to push it into my face in the car.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, fuck this.
Oh, my handy's a bit to go, huh?
Getting big into soup in my old age too, you know.
Hard to beat soup.
You know, I'll be sitting there going like, you know, I'm a wee bit hungry, don't want to eat too much before bed or something.
Big old shin bone in the middle of it.
Oh, that's the business there, like someone makes you soup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then we white boys, I don't know what the fuck you call them.
Barley.
Is it barley?
Little barley pearls.
They look like wee assholes, you know. Like pushed
it's,
in.
It's
the
like a wet sugar puff.
Yeah, that's them. I got ate a bucket of them. Like.
Really?
Oh, love them.
They are nice. I hate when someone makes put that soup mix in and you just get those peas that are like fucking ball bearings. You're like,
do you like mushrooms?
I do.
I like mushrooms too, but a lot of people hate them.
Well, we've cleared it all up today.
Deep inner thoughts here.
No, I do. Like, no, mushrooms are the shit, man.
Yeah, I love them too.
I remember
battered.
I remember hearing a guy go. He goes, I'm a vegetarian. He goes, but if the mushrooms didn't exist, I wouldn't be a vegetarian. So he's high out of his mind all the time, eating fucking aubergines,
fungus.
Name a time when you were completely out of your comfort zone. Every time you're doing stand up,
yeah,
it's uncomfortable.
Ever since started, eh? No wonder my fucking head's gone.
Is Belfast ready for another female comedian? Maybe from a place called Derry or Londonderry, whatever you're into. And that's from Aimer Rooney.
What is that? What does she mean by that?
Does she do stand-up?
No idea.
I don't know. It's ready for as many fucking female comedians as you can squeeze in. Because there aren't a lot of them. And then all I get is shit for not putting on female comedians. And you go, do you want me to magic them out of my anus?
Yeah. Oh, I. Room for the whole lot.
Know what I mean? If you were a quote-unquote female comedian and you came out and you were absolutely killing it, you would steal everybody's job.
Yeah.
You would take them on out of everyone's pocket.
I always thought there was a weird way to think about stand-up because there is room for literally everybody.
Oh yeah, it's a meritocracy.
Yeah, and there's nothing stopping anyone from going and fucking booking whatever the hell they want to do. Like,
yeah, like it quite lit. Like, here's what I put it down to: men are quite a lot more stupid than women, generally speaking, right? Which makes them a lot more tenacious when it comes to failing repeatedly. And keeping going past a point where a sane person would have stopped.
Yeah.
You know, a woman might be a bit more emotionally mature and be like, I don't know if I need this humiliation over and over and over and over again. But men seem to just be like, I don't know, but it's funny when they laugh and all. And they just keep doing it. And it's also like, you know, you see some guys who've just started comedy and they're at every fucking gig and all. And you're like, this is they're being social, but it's probably quite an antisocial thing to be doing if you were with that person or around that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have someone who's got into this hobby and they're just out all the time at this fucking thing and sticking at it for fucking years and years, and you know, and then eventually you're just driving around the country.
And that's the thing.
For like, weeks on end to do fucking 20 minutes.
Somewhere. Even compared to when I started 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was, there wasn't half the number of rooms there is now.
Yeah.
There's a fucking comedy club or comedy night in every, I don't even say major town, every vicinity in the country.
Like, you used to be able to sort of keep tabs on it. Now it's just like, you're like, I don't even fucking, I've never heard of that. Don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Don't even know what that town is.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely.
Popping up everywhere. But yeah. But I mean, the place is churning out just fucking fat dudes with beards. Repeatedly.
But that is what seems to be, like, across the board. Not even here, just worldwide. That's usually what it is. Fat beardy dudes. Mainly.
Is that patriarchy?
Or skinny, autistic guys?
Yeah. And that's it.
So what you're into?
And most of the quote-unquote female acts are smart enough to get out of it while they can.
Yeah. Oh, if you had any brains, you'd have stopped long ago. Like.
That's it. That's it. It's what did Joan Rivers say? It's who can stand in the rain the longest?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Bunch of fucking idiots, you know?
But sure, what else would we add?
I know, in here we have fucking 8 kilos of buns.
Enough cheese, we didn't take our buns.
Oh, we'll get a cup of tea after. I can feel my cold or whatever it is getting progressively worse.
Take a wee lozenge there.
I think it's McCann coughing all over me yesterday.
Probably, he's got the fucking...
He's got that Hawaii
that
COVID.
That shots just coming from Oma. For fungus and flu. So you would.
That's the approach you take to life, the one McCann has.
Oh, absolutely.
From next week, I'm doing blah, blah, blah. Insert lie.
Yeah. You know?
From next week on, I'm starting that Iron Man training. I bet. Does it interest Mark doing a big show in Ulster Hall or Waterfront to express his wonderful capabilities?
Fuck, I don't know what capabilities you're talking about. I don't know. I'm kind of just taking it.
Take it.
Taking day by day, week by week.
That's what you do.
At the minute, it's just these limelight shows, and then after that,
but that's a big,
they might be gone.
But that's a huge deal.
What?
The three limelights. That's more than an Ulster Hall. If you sell three of them, would it be? Aye, it would be. Yeah.
Ulster Hall's like 1,000, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's just under 1,000. Yeah, and probably, dare I say, more enjoyable gigs.
Probably, weirdly, I've never done the Ulster Hall, but from anyone that I know's done it, they're like, yeah, it's not great for comedy.
No, I don't think so.
You can't really hear the laugh or whatever. Nah. Or it's more like a play you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. I'm kind of more interested in ones that I'm going to enjoy more than money or anything.
That's the way to do it. Because people will fucking, you know, dangle some carrots in front of you and you'll go beyond your means.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Which, you know... That's almost what I enjoy doing, is going like, I come on, we'll fuck on.
I've said this for ages, that the most enjoyable gig I've done ever was the one we done in Daly's. Me, McCann, William and Jordy. At an hour's notice. There were 65 people there.
Yeah.
And it was unreal. I was like, no, I could just do this. I'd be happy enough.
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
A good gig is, but like, there's an unfair thing happens in stand-up where sometimes you get offered these gigs at corporates or something. And it's going to be the shittest experience of your life. And you'll earn more money than you ever would at any job.
But that was the thing.
And then really good gig, you fucking walk off and people will be like, oh, I'll get you paid next week on that money. And you're like, oh, I don't hear. Don't even pay me.
But if it's money you're after. I enjoyed myself. The fact we even get paid for this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Completely ridiculous. Like if it's money you're after, don't start stand-up, go into finance or fucking IT or something. Like I quit the day job because I just wanted to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Wasn't on to do with money or whatever. So I don't know. I'll just take it year by year and whatever's. Might just do a residency in the Eccles or something, Fenton. 5 minutes out the road, home for tea.
Real place, no gimmicks. Eccles was a center. This is what happens when I don't vet these questions. We end up, you know, you say something half interesting and then you end up going, what's your favourite biscuit?
Wagon wheel. It's wagon wheel a biscuit.
Well, actually, Stacey here. What is both your biscuit tiers? Soggy biscuit? No. God tier Twix, top tier Fox's Extremely Chocolatey Rounds. Mid tier Maryland Cookie. Bottom tier Rich Tea. Shit tier. Here. She's got shit tier and then she's got fig roll in there.
No, wrong.
I love fig rolls.
Block that, though.
10 out of 10. Oh. You're off Patreon.
Fig rolls?
Fig rolls are the shit, man.
Yeah. Just when you speak about, remember the fucking Rocky bars? Two big fat biscuit and then a big lump of chocolate in the middle. Rocky, what the fuck were they now? They were unreal. Ah, fuck. Mikado's.
Nice.
Buttered me up.
I have a brand new t-shirt on that I got from ASOS. And I'm in here sweating a wee bit. And it smells like chemicals.
That's why I buy £3 hoodies.
Couldn't beat it.
No point.
Do you know what's absolutely my favourite biscuit of all time? The Tunnocks caramel...
Tea cakes?
No, not the tea cake. The fucking wee square bar in the foil wrapper.
Yes.
It tastes like it's from the 70s. Like it's out of date.
Yeah.
By 40 years.
These Paramilitary biscuits.
I like them.
Hard to beat a good Kit Kat.
Kit Kat will do you right.
I like a Kit Kat.
Chunky, I do like a chunky. Can you get a chunky anymore?
Fuck, good question. Wouldn't be a Twix fan now.
I'll take one. Like,
no, wouldn't be a big Twix guy.
They had a white Twix.
No, of course you'd say that.
They're nice.
A white, never seen a white Twix now. White chocolate Twix.
Yep.
Man alive.
They're good shit.
We've got sleeves on dicks and white Twixes. Jesus Christ. What are we doing here?
It was like a Eminem lyric. That's pretty hardcore.
But you know what? There's that much selection now. I'm trying to think of the stuff that's in the house at the moment.
Fox's Viennese, or whatever you call it.
Oh, aye. The foreign stuff. What else? Oh, what do you call them?
We'll do another half an hour biscuit talk, and then we'll get out of here.
This is what you're paying for, folks. This is the top notch. Oh, what do you call that? I can't even remember the name of them now. No point me even trying. Some good shit out there, hey?
Let me tell you can't beat like a chocolate digestive.
Yeah.
You bust open a chocolate digestive, or a packet of them.
Even a normal digestive I would be fond of now.
Take it or leave it. But
and a rich tea.
Tell a lie. I've been lying to you the whole time. Chocolate hobnob. Suck my dick. I'm out of here.
Will you fuck up too?
Do you ever butter your rich tea? Oh, you're allowed just to butter the rich tea and put them in the crackers and eat them. She's not well.
Yeah, I've seen people buttering digestives as well.
Never seen that, no.
Yeah, which is double fat, like.
Oh,
double fat. Here's a rare one that used to go on in my household. My ma used to do this when I was younger. She'd open, and this wasn't like a last resort thing that she would do this. She would buy ready salted crisps, like a 12-pack of them, and then eat them on a plate with brown sauce. Now, what sort of fucking, you know, poverty, wartime shit is that?
Oh, those sounds unreal.
And I've had it because I thought it was like a normal practice, obviously.
Imagine that in a sandwich.
I will, yeah. Yeah.
Wee bit of the hofus.
But just, she just straight up dip it in. Oh, just dip the crisps into the brown sauce.
Is it like that there? I mean, it's all
but everyone
business as usual. Ship them in.
Everyone on that side of the families would eat mad shit. Like, you know, like fucking my granny, everyone would like cut bacon off their, or cut fat off their bacon, and there'd be like six people around the table, and she would just go. And just down the bacon.
Like a seagull?
Yeah. Or like, I've seen her just open a tin of peas and drain them and just pour salt in it and like shake it and just eat a tin of peas. And then you're just like, what the fuck is going on with your asshole tomorrow?
She said she's gonna drink the fucking stuff.
No. Although when I was younger, I remember twice this happened where a guy came. He just had food that we'd never seen before. So like, we'd never had a kebab in our house at all. And this kid just walked into the street with like fucking, like a donor kebab on chips. And I was like, what the fuck are you eating?
Full window donor kebab on your shoulder.
And then I tasted it and I was like, I felt like going back and setting fire to my house. I was like, why the fuck have you not had a kebab in here, you conscious?
What's your weirdest thing?
This is the other thing I was going to say. Same fella had a jar of cockles. Did you ever see that?
Mussels? Cockles similar? And mussels?
Yeah, cockles. Cockles. But they come in like seawater fucking brine. But it's not like brine you'd see in tuna. It's like murky,
greasy
brine water. And he fucking busted open. And I couldn't even. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? What is that? And he just drank all the salt water out of it and then ate the fucking cockle things.
Who was this guy just dandering down the street?
He was a fella just living around our street. He was like 1 year older than me.
All these random foods. Do you know what I ate the odd time now?
Ass.
This is bad I'm saying this, and it's only when I'm getting really low that I'll take into this.
This is when you know you're depressed.
This is when I know I'm bad. And I had one recently too. Raw pot noodle. Just crunch it up.
I'm gonna ring that shop near you and be like, if Mark comes in and buys pot noodles.
Give me a ring.
Ring his mother.
A raw pot noodle, eh? I know it was bad, but it was nice.
Hi.
Just crunch it up. Only just skip the step of adding water and just eat it.
powder and all?
No, I'd leave the powder now, just the freeze-dried noodles. Goes back to my dry palate.
Well, have you seen Squid Games?
Yes.
They said about eating dry ramen. I think it's Squid Games.
That's what it'll be like.
I have tasted it. It's not as like crunchy as you think. It's actually, you know, they're all quite foamy.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing, but like there's a million other options.
Yeah, I would say it was a bag of quavers. The real suicidal level, like I'll take into it, like, and it just helps me, boost me up for the day. But anyone I've ever told that to, they're like, Jesus Christ, fuck's wrong with you?
But why do you do it? Are you just going like, I just need
it's to get a pregnancy craving. Know that women sometimes want to lick coal.
Yeah.
Mine's pot noodle. I just like the texture.
Here, have you tried hay? You'd be a big man for the hay.
Are you munching on sellage?
Yeah.
It could happen. It could happen.
Everyone goes out for lunch and you just...
Muller packed me my own bale here. And it's just like a wee one. And you fucking just cut it open.
There's wrap and everything on the cellar wrap.
Yeah, it's perfectly wrapped. Like it's about the size of a tin of Coke, but it's just...
Do you want to dip into my Eflin?
It's like a fucking burrito. There's just grass in it. Tear the foil off it. We got to get next time. There. I'm fucking losing my mind. I'm sweating.
It's very warm, isn't it?
It's fucking humid all day. We'll get out of here, folks. Thanks to my guest, Mark McCartney, for joining me today. Thanks for coming all the way down.
Anytime.
Enjoy your portrait. I've had that done out of yes. Human excrement.
For sale on my website.
Yeah. He's going to photocopy it and just get it up there. Make sure you go get yourself to ColinGettis.com and buy all the tickets for my tour. I'm coming all over you.
Nice.
But mainly Vicar Street and the SSE Arena. But we're also going to... I'm doing four shows in Glasgow. Do you want to go to Glasgow?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to go to Glasgow for the crack?
We had great crack last time.
We're doing four shows. Instead of doing one big one, I'm doing four smaller ones.
Where?
Blackfriars.
Nice.
So that's on the 20th, 21st of September. And there's an early and a late show each night.
That's what it's about.
So there you are. Get the reps in. What else have I to tell you about? That's about it. McCartney Plus. Get on there. Do you have a third show still on sale or is it sold out? Is it?
About a day or two after I went up, they texted me that it was half sold out, so I have no idea.
Well, where do you buy them? On your fucking something?
Either on my website or Ticketmaster.
McCartney, what is it? McCarneyPlus.com?
Just MarkMcCartney.com.
MarkMcCartney.com. Get yourself a ticket for... The Limelight, the third sold out show, and we're going to go and lay into these buns now. Thanks for joining us today, folks, and best luck now.
Take it easy. Arigato. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,